Aleishu Chelek Beis Shin Samech Beis, the second Vaad. Kriyas Shema Mitzvas Kabbalas El Malchus Shemayim. Reciting the Shema is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of accepting Malchus Shemayim upon oneself. Ve'yesh ba bin kavana miyuchad. It involves a specific, unique element of kavana. Yoyiser me'kavana latzesi dechoyvas mitzvah. More so than the usual kavana that one has to have to fulfill a certain mitzvah. Lachin oisim hafsaka ketana acharei birkas ahava rabba ve'ahava selam. And therefore, whether it's in the morning or the evening, ahava rabba, ahava selam, there's a short pause. Kedei lechavein, we need that pause to have this kavana. Hineni muchal lekayim mitzvas kias shema bizmana. I'm prepared, I'm ready to fulfill the mitzvah of kias shema in the right time. Va'ani mekabel al atzmi ol machus shamayim. And I accept upon myself this yoke of Malchus Shamayim. The Shulchan Aruch in Oyer HaChaim Siman Samech Aleph writes, Tzarich leharich b'ches shel echad, that is to elongate the ches of the word echad, kedei shemlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim ba'aretz, sufficiently that he has time to enthrone, to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim ba'aretz, shelazer rimez hachatoiteres shebein zeh b'ches. This is what is hinted to by the hump in the middle of the ches. V'yarich b'dalez shel echad, and furthermore to elongate the dalet of the word echad, shi'ur shi'achshev shi'akadosh bo hechid bo ilamoy, sufficiently long to have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique, one, single, alone, u'meshel b'dalet v'chois olam, and reigns over the four directions, v'lo yarich yosem yishu zeh, but not longer than this. The author continues, b'tech kavana zoi, alenu lamlich es HaKadosh Baruch Hu gam al kol evarenu v'chushenu mamash. Within this kavana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in unique in the entire universe and all the directions, but in the midst of this kavana, one has to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu king over our organs, limbs, and senses. Al hamachashava, over one's thoughts. Ha'inayim, ha'iznayim, ha'peh, ha'lev, ha'yadayim, ha'rgilayim. One's eyes, ears, mouth, heart, hands, legs, etc. Vezois ad mesirus nefesh. This kavana has to include mesirus nefesh all the way there. Ki alecha hiragnu kol hayom. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Alecha hiragnu kol hayom. Kam mevoar b'seferim. Uvaru, it's clear. Eino ratzui shetisheh achdusei zbarach yedi'ah mufshetes. It is not desirable that Hashem's oneness should remain as an abstract knowledge, something academic. Achdusei zbarach tzicha lizgalos b'chayeinu. Hashem's oneness has to be revealed in our lives, as opposed to being something abstract. V'chasvu ha-seferim sheyesh letzeir le'atzmo. The person has to picture to himself. Eich molichim osei leisaref o leisakel al kiddush Hashem. How is being led to be executed al kiddush Hashem. V'hu mesen nafshei b'ratzon. And he willingly gives over. He's prepared to give his nefesh. Now, bar das yida b'zeh es hashem lefanav. Bar das does not take this simply. He knows what this means. Lemashal, here's a very powerful and perhaps painful illustration. Adam kibel al atzmo mesirus nefesh leharig al kiddush Hashem. A person truly accepts upon himself mesirus nefesh, and he would give up his life willingly. V'tzeir al atzmo satziur hazeh, he has a mental vision, mental view of this commitment. V'hinei acharei ha'tefila yesh lo seder lilmod gemara. And then after the tefillah, he has a seder of limud, aval hu mis'atzei lilmoy. He feels a bit lazy. Umafsik es limudoy bedvarim betelim. And he interrupts his learning with this and that and the other. Im bardasu, if this is a bardas, hu tefeses itzmo, at some point he just grabs himself and he says, Eichuze, what is going on over here? Leharegal al kiddush Hashem hu mochan beratzein. That he would do. He would, and there's no doubt about this. He would give up his life for kiddush Hashem. Ve'lilmod beratzein eino mochan. So to learn willingly, he's not prepared to. What is going on? Where's the mesirus nefesh over here? Im kein hare rimais atzmoi kashe kibel mesirus nefesh becha. What he did is delude himself when he accepted upon himself mesirus nefesh in saying echad. It is all a fraud. Ve'az ulay b'mroshuv yashma. Perhaps then, once he's caught himself, the next time he says yashma, yikabel al atzmoi lilmoid mesirus nefesh. Maybe then he won't be so quick to think all sorts of thoughts about things that are more abstract, Baruch Hashem, they're not all that practical to be moisa nefesh. Maybe take upon himself something more practical. in kiashma, lilmoid bimsius nefesh, bechizuk uvli afsaka, meaning without interruption. Ve'yitachein shim yetzer latzmetziu ze shel limud bimsius nefesh. Quite possibly, if he pictures to himself this scene of learning bimsius nefesh, hu yargish she'en yachol lekabel atzmo mizus. He will feel that he's not actually capable of taking this upon himself. Ki chavedu mimen, it's too difficult to learn bimsius nefesh. Uma yase az, then what? When he comes up against this brick wall of self-delusion, what then? Im oived amitiyu, if he's a true oived Hashem who yisa v'yitenim atzmoi, then he deliberates, he negotiates with himself. Im arba shois in yechol ilmod b'li afsaka. If I cannot learn 4 hours bimsius nefesh, meaning without any interruption, ulai b'shtei sheyesach zik ma'amad, perhaps 2 hours I can survive. Oy b'sha'achas v'chatzisha, maybe 1 hour, maybe half an hour. To the extent that he feels he can accept upon himself, well, that's what he should commit himself to. Ulmashal, for example, perhaps he'll commit himself to learn the first half an hour of his Seder with Mesirus Nefesh. No interruption. Vechach yaase, in italics, achakach. Not just to accept it as something abstract and theoretical, but actually do it. Perhaps a year later, he can increase that time to 1 hour or more. And then, correspondingly, in Echad, he will have that commitment. How great is the difference? It's a gulf that separates this mental image of being in Hirag al Kiddush Hashem and actually learning for half an hour with Mesirus Nefesh without interruptions for anything. But we've seen, we see very clearly that in these kavanois there's plenty of room to delude oneself. So what can we do? Halei ki az shma hi eidus al yichud Hashem. Ki az shma is testimony of Hashem, Hashem's oneness, in brackets, ha'ayin b'shma, the big ayin in the word shma, v'adalet b'echad, and the big dalet in the word echad. Meramzim, the hint, they spell out the word aid, witness, it's a testimony. V'eidus shebatla miktsasah, batla kula. That's chazal, that's a halacha. If it's partially voided, then the entire testimony is voided. Umutav bekabalas mesirus nefesh ktana aval amitis. For true of the Hashem, rather a smaller mesirus nefesh, which is at least sincere. On to Vaad Shelishi. Oid lanu devarim b'inan ha'emes shebekabalas ol bachu shamayim. We have more things to say regarding the sincerity, the truth of kabalas ol bachu shamayim. Harei anu mekablim al atzmenu malchus shamayim al kol eiver ve'eiver. We accept upon ourselves malchus shamayim on every limb, every organ, al kol achushim, all our senses, v'chol kochus ha'nefesh v'aguf, and all of one's psychological tendencies, forces, and the body's forces, etc. Ma ne'aseh im anachnu margishim ki eiver chush o koach ein roitzeh bekabbalah zeh. What are we to do if we feel that a certain limbs that we have, or certain senses or forces, don't want to accept this? If you say to me, well, how do I know this? As we said just now, in the second vad, at the time of this commitment, the time of saying the Shema, we picture to ourselves, all malchus shamayim al einayim, all malchus shamayim over one's eyes means shalom istakel b'ma shalom nitan istakel, not to look at that which shouldn't be looked at. Ala oznayim over one's ears, shalom nazim idvarim asurim, not to listen to forbidden things. Ala pe over one's mouth, shalom nadaber et devarim asurim oy betelim, not to speak things that are either forbidden or just waste of time, v'shalom nochal l'shem ta'ava, not to eat like a glutton v'chule. Hamakiras atzmoi, one who knows himself, yargish heitev, he will easily feel, eize koach v'chush mismarid negit kabbalah zei, which parts of him rebel against such a commitment. Very possible that not just one or two, but the majority of his forces, the majority of his senses do not accept this Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim in a practical way like this, a real commitment. A true Oved cannot ignore these properties of his psychological and physical tendencies. ולא על חינם מדבר רבי יוינה בהקדמה לשער השני שערי תשובה. It's not for naught that Rabbi Yoinah, in his introduction to the second Shara Shari Teshuvah, speaks al, this is a quotation, "Kreis rayonim moyredim misarapecha." He speaks about cutting off rebellious thoughts from your mind. He's speaking of rebellious thoughts. Hamakiris etzmo yodei tev, one who knows himself knows very well merayonim moyredim bekibur, about these rebellious thoughts within himself. Kan haevdel ben kias shema al derech frum. Here comes the real difference between reciting the Shema in the way of frumkeit and reciting the Shema in the way of true avodah. Hakore frum enu magish b'chol. The one who does in the way of frumkeit, which we discussed earlier in the sefer, doesn't know anything about what we're talking about over here. Hu oitzeh menayim, he shuts his eyes. Vekore b'kol ram uvchavana gdola, he calls out loudly in tremendous kavana. Which kavana? Shel perush hamilim. He has tremendous kavana for what these words mean and exactly what Rashi says about each word. Gam etzeh latzmo ech sholech besimchal kiddush Hashem. He perhaps pictures to himself how he would willingly give up his life. Umenasa b'chos nafshei in yedem umo. He knows absolutely nothing of what's going on in his own psychology. Mas'as nafshenui. A yearning is leisrachek mederech zeis. To distance ourselves from this path, ulistamet bedech amitis shel avodas Hashem, to teach ourselves, train ourselves in a true path of avodas Hashem, without any self delusions. Uvchen, so back to our question: May yaseh ze hamargish ki kochis nafsho inam maskimim lekabel al atzmam ol machush hamayim. What should this individual do who senses that certain tendencies within himself do not accept this commitment? They rebel. Hateshuvai, we've said this before in the sefer. Person needs to train himself to actually negotiate with his various forces, and to convince them that there is no choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu HaMelech Ve'Adon Al Kol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the King and the Master of all. VeGam Al Kol Kol Chayseinu, he is the one who is in charge of our Kol Chayseinu. VeAnachnu VeAnu Achraim Lefanav Al Kol Maaseinu. We are accountable for everything we do. וכמו שאמר לך, the pasuk says, למשפטיך עמדו היום כי הכל עבודיך. ויתעין כך, this is how he should argue, ויוסר מזה, even more, add his own arguments עם עצמוי, עד שהוא מרגיש, until he can feel שנפשו מקבל את הניסיו, that is, נפש accepts the arguments, ויווכח לראות, and you will see, כי הנפש מקבל שכנוע שכלי. The nefesh is susceptible to logical arguments. We have made this point before in the Sefer. One can argue with oneself and convince oneself gradually through logical arguments. Loi al chinam nesen lo ramam shanim rabois liislamdus befasuk lishon shel kriyashma. It's not for nothing that the Rambam gives us many years of training in the first pasuk kriyashma. We saw this in the introduction to this whole chapter, how the Rambam speaks about training oneself for many years in the first pasuk of Yashma. Yesh lo lishtomem, you should be astonished. Matamun b'mitzvah kala zeis. What is inherent in this easy mitzvah shel amiras shesh milim, of saying six words, toch kabalas ol machush hamayim, in the process of accepting ol machush hamayim. B'mitzvah kala de'ir ra'isa. Ya'us lanu lases lislamdus zeis zman mimushah. It is appropriate to give this training, this practice, a long period to work on. Vag Revi. Bedivrei Harambam Shevenu Bakdama Levadim Ele. In the words of the Rambam that we cited in the introduction to this Vadim, Yesh Chidush Lemaase. There's a practical Chidush. Huko Yisev, he wrote there, Shetefane Machshavtecho Mikol Davar Kshetikak Yeshma. Clear your mind of everything when you recite the Shema. Vechach Kosav Harashba in Brachoyis Daf Yudgim Elamud Beis, Behada Al Kochen Yitzich Kavanas Alev, regarding this matter that one needs to have Kavanah. The Rashba writes, "Ve'efshari lomar oid." I'd like to say further, the pasuk ishon tzerich kavana. The first pasuk of Shema requires kavana. V'afilu b'di'avad, it's indispensable. One cannot do with it without it. Ve'ein davar ze talui be'idach de mitzvei sichot kavana. This is not the same as the other statements of Chazal that mitzvei sichot kavana. One has to have kavana for arba'a minim or whatever it is. Ve'hasam bechavana latzeis advarim amurim. There, Chazal mean kavana to fulfill mitzvah. Aval kan tzich kavana se'inyan. Here in the Shema, it needs a much deeper kavana. The kavana for the concept. Kleimar, in italics, shelo yeharher bidvarim acherim. Just like the Rambam said. Kavana here, not to think about other things at all, kedei shekabel alav ol malchus shamayim b'askamas alev, so that he can accept upon himself malchus shamayim with total commitment of the heart. The author continues, Hari kan einu maspik lechaven pirush hamilim v'hashemois. It's not enough to have in mind the meaning of the words and the names of Hashem. Ela she'ei le'arer b'shum inyan acher bo'ilam. Here, one is not permitted to have any other thought whatsoever. Li'yos merukaz legamrei b'inyan kabalas ol machush shamayim b'askamas lev. To be totally concentrated, totally focused on the concept of kabalas ol machush shamayim b'askamas lev, as we said in the previous vad, a real ol machush shamayim, where the heart actually agrees without rebellion. V'inyan ze me'akev v'ilu b'diavad, as the Rashba says, it's me'akev, it's indispensable. V'uyan b'das chokhma musar chelek alef ma'amar samech zayin amud reish yud. That's the reference. Shisham mevaer divrei Rambam v'Rashba. There he explains the words of the Rambam in the Rashba. V'zu loshono sham. We quote. Harambam bedabro idois kavana. When the Rambam speaks about kavana, kavanasei shatfilat yekol kach metzuchtzachas. His meaning is that the tefillah should be so polished, metuheres mikol sik u'machshava zara, so purified of any dross, any alien thought, shelo yeh basham shum chut asara, not even a hair's breadth, shelo l'shem Hashem. Mechuba umdubak rak bo yisbarach levad. Completely connected, attached only to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and detached from the rest of the world. V'harashba kosav shim yarher adam machshava zara, b'pasuk rishon shel kriyat shema, he writes that if a person would have an alien thought in the first pasuk kriyat shema, lo yatza yedei chova, so he does not fulfill his obligation. Kol kach metzuchtzachas tzicha shetiyah kavana, so polished has to be the kavana. Medubekes rak baboyrei yisbarach bo yisbarach levad. Completely attached only to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The author then says, "Betzorazei shel amiras ha-pasuk rishon." Now, in this form, when a person recites the first pasuk in this form, yesh tam shel dvekus mamash. It has a tam of real dvekus that we speak about. The mitzvah of uvois idbak, mamash dvekus. Venimtzelu mislamdim kase. What we now realize is what we're practicing here is islamdus ktanah shel dakah achas bidvekus. We train ourselves. Perhaps for the first time, an exercise for a moment of dveikus, of real attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we remember what we cited a little earlier from the words of the Gaon. Ki be'amiras shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu v'chulei, when we recite these words, chala hashra'a shel Hashem amale oleinu. We said there that it's the full name of Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu, it's a full name upon the full Olam. There's a hashah, there's a pouring of the Shekhinah upon us. Uvaru, it's clear, ki hashah zeis einah saveles pinui halev le'ezo machshavach es. That hashah, if it's going to come, that outpouring from Hashem, that Shekhinah that comes upon the person, does not tolerate space in the heart for something else, for some other thought. It must be totally devoted. Says the author, hen emes, indeed, I'm fully aware that Kiriyas Pasuk Ishon Betzura Zoi Kiyashma Shebnei Aliyah. Reciting the first Pasuk in this way is reserved to Bnei Aliyah. This is not something that the masses achieve or that even the individuals achieve all the time. Ulay nenasel islamed kan lit'im ta'ama shel hasha'a zoi ve'aliyah zoi. Maybe we should try over here to try, practice tasting the taste of this hashra'a and this aliyah, this ascent. Kedai Hulenas says, it's worthwhile trying. V'ulai bardas etlech b'ze, perhaps the bardas will succeed here, im yisagel b'ze benachas. If he becomes accustomed to this benachas, it has to be pleasant. Mi sheyenase le'achich yisagzus zei shel machshav b'koach. Somebody tries to force this concentration, this focus, with brute force. Mistama lo yetzlech. Most likely will not succeed. Rak benachas uvesomemus lemachshava shketa v'amitis. It's only with pleasantness and with rising to a small, to a quiet, true machshava yochal etzech b'ezazim. He can succeed. The author previously compared this to playing a pleasant melody on the violin or chopping wood. That's, I think, the image he used before. It succeeds when one's machshava is like a pleasant melody, a violin playing in the background, that tap. Benachas, not with brute force like chopping down a tree with an axe. Adkan.